From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Republican-controlled state Senate passed the budget yesterday with only five no votes. As Spencer Berkland reports, lawmakers made several changes, including adding money to try and recruit more teachers to rural schools and reducing funds that Republicans believe help implement the federal Clean Power Plan in Colorado.
The roughly $8.5 billion in the state's discretionary fund didn't change much compared to the version previously passed by the Democratic-led House. It still adds more money for K-12 education compared to last year and avoids cuts to higher education while transferring some state money to transportation. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the evenly split bipartisan Joint Budget Committee, which wrote the budget.
So we have a pretty good screening process prior to the budget coming in, and that kind of screens things out that are sort of unacceptable to all the different factions, you might say.
Differences between the budgets passed by both chambers still need to be reconciled by the budget committee. They will meet in the coming days to do that before the bill goes back to each chamber where it must be voted on again. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Bears across the state are starting to emerge from hibernation, and wildlife officials are encouraging recreationists and homeowners to be more aware and avoid contact with them. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says around 60% of their collared bears have already emerged, which the department says is fairly normal for this time of year. Wildlife officials estimate somewhere between 17 and 20,000 bears in the state. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.